Open to Ephesians 2. I want to talk about grace and French fries. Now, if you've had kids, grandkids, I think it's probably happened with all of our kids, and what made me think about it again is it happened with Kennedy just the other day, right? You go to McDonald's or something, they get the Happy Meal, and you just take one fry. You just want a fry. What do they say? Stop. You can't have, that's mine. Don't take my fry. Right? And you're kind of like, hey, I just bought you those fries, right? That's a free gift. You know, and if I want to take one back, I could take them all if I wanted to. But I want you to think about, you know, and we laugh about that. That's cute and that's funny. But I think sometimes we treat God's grace like that. Right? It's a free gift, right? And we didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. And sometimes we kind of, we're funny about God's grace. We abuse God's grace. We take it for granted. And so I want us just to think about that. I'll just read a passage here and we'll offer the invitation. But Ephesians, the second chapter, he is going through a set, we're not going to read it all, about how we were dead, but he made us alive. And we're lost in our trespasses, but we were raised up with Christ, right? Very similar to Colossians 2, by the way. And so he says in verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you've been saved. Right? Free gift, didn't earn it, don't deserve it. And raised us up together, verse 6, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. He's always given us, right? He's always offering things. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So, I want you to think about here in the middle of the week, I want you to think about grace, God's great love that extends that to each one of us, what we do with that grace, and here's the invitation. Yes, you're saved by grace, but you got to keep reading. You're saved by grace through faith. And we learn in Romans chapter 3 that there's a law of faith. And then you go to Romans chapter 4, we get the definition basically of faith by Abraham. It's trust and obedience, right? That's a simple definition. If you ever struggle with what faith means, that's what it is. In your Bible, it's trust and obedience. So we're saved by grace through trust and obedience. And so that free gift's extended to you this evening, and if you've never trusted the Lord, you've never obeyed the gospel, here's your opportunity. Right? You trust the Lord, you believe who he is, what he said, what Jesus did for you, John 8:24. You're willing to repent of your sins and confess him before men. And here's part of the trust and obedience also that Paul says in Romans 6:3-5. You reenact his death, burial, and resurrection in water, baptism, immersion. Right? You're trusting, turning everything over to God. So that's how you gain grace through faith. If you haven't done that, you got that opportunity this evening. Maybe you've done that. Maybe you've realized that you've taken the grace of God in vain. And you've separated yourself from God, and you're ready to be reconciled and start all over. We'd love to pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is you might need, just let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.